I'm the big homie now. Don't forget that. I'm the big homie now.
Yo, what up? Episode 60 of the Big Homie's House. We got the homies in the building. Let the homies introduce themselves. First of all, JoJo looks a little different this week. What's up?
What's up, y'all?
What's up, not JoJo?
Not JoJo. Is that going
to
be my name today? Not JoJo?
Yeah, not JoJo.
Shout out to JoJo. I'm filling in, y'all. I'm Ebony Kiera. From Chicago. I'm new to Atlanta.
Damn, JoJo from Chicago, too.
Yeah, right?
He really is not JoJo.
We're gonna have fun today.
We definitely gonna have fun. Yeah. It's the nigga episode today. You outnumbered.
Right. Jeez Louise.
Yeah. What's up? What's going on?
What's going on, man? It's the big homie Honey Ball checking in, man. All the way from the Mat Town, man. You know, I'm here with my big guy, big homie, man. Let's see what's going on, man. You know.
Let's get it. What's up? Johnny.
Yes, sir. Hey, look, it's a man, Johnny Bugatti, a.k.a. the Sausage Slime Alive, a.k.a. your favorite rock star. I don't know what's going on.
Hey, what's up? I go by the name of E Blue. I'm from Houston, Texas, and yeah, I just try to make the best music I can and put it out, man. I don't do too much of that other shit. I don't do the viral stuff. I don't do the
you don't do no clout chasing shit.
I just make good music.
Not here for no clout chasing
type shit. For sure.
I fuck with that, man. All right, cool. So how all the homies feeling? Y'all good?
Yeah, we good, man.
Y'all good?
I need some shades. Y'all sitting next to me.
Yeah, we cool, man.
Right. You're not cool enough, not JoJo.
Right,
Zay.
Whatever.
Not JoJo. Whatever. I'm sorry. I don't know. Ebony, you the lightest Ebony I've ever seen.
You know what? I get that a lot.
I bet.
And yeah, so it's all good. I've heard a little bit of everything about my name, so... And a lot of people confuse my Instagram name for Kiera, and I wish they would not.
What is it?
It's Ebony. But my Instagram is Ebony Kiera, so when people contact me, it's always like, hey, Kiera. And I'm like, I mean, technically, yeah, that is my name, but address me as my first name because I don't go by my middle name.
That's some light skin shit to be mad about.
I'm not mad about it.
Damn, not JoJo, relax.
Not mad about it.
Jesus Christ, not JoJo. Anyway, man, we're going to get to the first topic of the day where we talk about the porch things going on in pop culture and society. And the first thing I had written down was whatever the fuck Blueface got going on in his house right now. Have y'all seen that shit? He got them girls in there in bunk beds like his boot camp.
Getting tattoos
on the neck and face and chest area.
And he living his best life right now.
For real though, dude.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit classic. Like, you really ain't gonna see too many people do that because it's like... They not really there. They not doing it to go viral. They really just doing it just to be in his prison. You know what I'm saying? At this point,
but out of all
the
celebrities you would go out for clout for, Blueface.
Man, Blueface, man.
But I said that shit. I said this shit on Twitter, right? And I was like women will wild out for like any celebrity.
Yeah, but
niggas not doing that. Like niggas not going crazy for no Rebel Wilson.
Nah, man.
Niggas ain't going outside for no Rebel Wilson. What nigga you know getting they getting her name tatted on them?
Nah, it ain't nobody shit.
Like God forgive me for saying this, but like if Precious slid in your DMs right now and said, "Hey, tattoo my name on you," she probably gonna get blocked.
She gonna get blocked.
Am I lying?
Nah, she get blocked.
Y'all not taking Precious up through there?
Nah, hell, nah. I might just
with
man.
The. Unread, just leave it how it is. Keep it pushing, man.
Yeah, man.
Pressure's not getting no action?
Not the tattoo.
Not the tattoo? But if she offers you some vivacious coochie, would you accept it?
I'ma just keep pushing.
But that's what I'm saying though, like, and the women are going crazy over Blueface. Now we can be honest about his social status right now. Blueface is not the hottest nigga on the planet at the moment.
Nah, not at all.
But he got women tattooing his name on. That is some what everyone would you tattoo Blueface's name on you?
Absolutely not. That's some young women shit. Can I
just yeah, you can cuss.
Sure.
You can cuss.
I mean,
this ain't Sunday school, baby.
That's some I always kind of feel like that's some young girls type of mentality sometimes. I mean, older women of course sometimes too, but I just feel like for a celebrity, a lot of young women seem to have, be able to be persuaded or be able to be, what's what I'm looking for?
Coerced.
Exactly. Yeah. To do stuff like that for celebrities, especially Blueface. They like that and NBA Youngboy and those kind of, you know, young rappers like that. So, they out there.
So, what rapper would you tat their name on you?
None. Absolutely not. Not even if I had a husband, not his name either. That's just, I don't think
whoa. What? You're not taking your nigga name on you?
No, to deface your body like that for it. What is this guarantee? It's not guaranteed I'm being married to that man the rest of my life.
Then why y'all getting married?
I said guarantee. I mean, yeah, we getting married because.
So you already going in? Oh, fuck.
Of course you're not going.
You going into the marriage thing, man? This shit really might not work out.
I mean, you don't know how nowadays people been married 20, 30 years, and then now sometime down the line, like, well, I don't love that nigga no more. So
we talking about 20, 30 years.
Okay.
You, at that point, at that point, the tattoo probably done faded.
Nah, I'm still not doing it. Absolutely not. I'm not defacing my body for nobody and they name on me. We can get like something.
Do you have any tattoos?
I do.
What tattoos do you have?
They're all small, hidden to where you cannot see.
What are they though?
Oh, I have. A butterfly.
So the butterfly was worthy enough for defacing your body, but your nigga not?
Absolutely.
What the
fuck?
Y'all hear this? A fucking butterfly. What else you got?
I have a quote on my...
What is the fucking quote?
It just says, seize the day, place no trust in tomorrow.
Jesus.
What? Am I being judged right now?
Hey, I'm not Judge Brown. I'm just.
And then I have a rose, and I have a Japanese symbol that means dance and serenity.
That's what they told you it meant. That shit probably means dookie water. You don't know what it means.
Well, I'm just saying. I don't think men should do either. Why can't we get something that symbolize our love and not each other's name, like Beyonce and Jay-Z on their fingers? Like, we could do something like that, just not each other's name. I don't even want you having my name. I just think it's kind of...
Well, let me ask you this. Say you did get that. Y'all did get that significant tattoo that means something, right? And you go through something with that person. Would you take that tattoo as a chapter in your life, or would you cover it up?
I would probably take it as a chapter. I'd probably just take it as a chapter. Because then, once again, it's not a name. It's just meant like, okay, this is a chapter. We're going to close that. I might just leave it down the line. I feel like I want to change my mind. I might change my mind and cover it up.
So, Drake slid in your DMs. You wouldn't put Aubrey on your neck?
First... Me and Aubrey about to talk about it. Not on my neck, absolutely not.
But you see how he at least get the option.
At least he get the option.
Her husband, her hypothetical husband, fuck that nigga.
That might not be why I ain't got one.
Cause you would leave that nigga for Drake. You one of them. You one of them. Damn.
What's that one movie called? Past the one movie with the I forgot the name of the movie. One Night Past or something like that. It was with. Jennifer Aniston, they gave like her husband a
one night. We'll watch them top movies.
Right. I mean, it was a good movie.
It
was
like it wasn't no black people in this movie.
No, it was. I can't remember. It was such a long ago, but basically they were giving their husbands like one night.
Hall pass or something like that?
Yeah, something like that. Hall pass, absolutely.
Yeah. So.
Give your husband a pass, wife a pass.
Do y'all believe in hall passes in relationships? I bet you ain't getting no hall pass. I
about to say yeah for the men, but nah, my show ain't getting no hall pass.
What
celebrity would you want a hall pass for?
It might be Drake.
That's what the fuck I'm... So, let's just bring it all back. Just bring it all back real quick. Yeah. So, you would not get your husband name tatted, but you would want your husband to give you a hall pass for this nigga Drake. Drake is ruining lives out here.
I would give my husband a hall pass. If he said anybody like Rihanna or like Drake, I'd be like, sure, can I join? Like, what are we doing?
What if he say, like, CC from accounting?
No, see, we talking.
He's a hall pass, a hall pass. It don't matter. No, for the nigga, it don't matter. It do not matter.
You're right.
It could be
right.
Drake or it could be the janitor.
You're right. I mean, if she a bad bitch, then I'm like, if we're going to both agree on it, if she bad, okay. I might let
you want to join in?
Okay.
Depends on who it is. Not,
wow.
See, now I said Rihanna, but we talking about celebrity status, but, you know.
So she got to be, like, what if she's Instagram famous?
It depending on who it is. I can make a bro for that, too. I mean, I'm a big fan of Dre and Michelle, so if he asks for the hall pass for Dre, I'm definitely joining in. So, just to throw that out there.
Damn.
He's going to take note of that.
Yeah, okay. Dre, okay.
It's kind of like you gave out the study guide answers early. Like, yeah, okay. I got one shot to make it happen.
No notes, Lord Jesus.
Oh, no. Nah, niggas taking notes. So we're going to go past the porch, get into our first topic of the day. Cash, we're going to use the topic that y'all, you and Shy, threw out there. At what age, a period of time, like how long do you give somebody? How long do you give somebody that you're talking to get their shit together? Anybody can jump in on that first. E Blue,
man,
Johnny.
It depends on the scenario.
Fact, I was about to
it
say
depends
the
on the scenario you met her in. If you met her and she ain't had nothing, then she get a little more time, you feel me? But if you met her and she was already in the progress of getting her shit together, she got a short period of time. It's like you got her, you have to get your shit together.
So hold on, so the person that didn't have shit going on got a longer leash?
Yeah, because it's like you knew she ain't had shit going on when you fuck with her. No, so yeah, you knew she ain't had shit going on, so like she get a longer pass on it. But if you meet somebody and they in that progress, it's like, yeah, you got to hurry up now.
Yeah. Gonna put it
what
in
you,
the bottom.
What you think?
I mean, I agree with it, bro, because it's like, you know, most females that's already just in that, I really don't have nothing, I'm trying to figure it out stage. You gotta give them some time, because like, you might be a cat who run into the girl, like, shit, she got all the qualities of the female that you want, but she just ain't got her shit together, you know what I'm saying? So I give you that leash, you know what I'm saying? Like, all right, it's going to take you longer. But you meet a female who already like, when I met her shit, you pop your shit, you know what I'm saying? You might have went down, but she probably got like, a good 4 months to get back right, you feel me?
Yeah.
Four
to six,
like,
you
know what I'm saying? I see your position now, I understand.
Yeah.
You don't even go out like that. Like, you already showed me, like, this is how I'm living, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you got to snap back, like, way faster than the chill, just, you know, I'm going to build her up. That's the fix her up, like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, so niggas like, y'all like building bitches.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you gotta build.
I like to build
a
bitch for real. That's the best way to
scream.
You gotta fit, yeah.
Hey, man, it's not big facts, but we're speaking big facts.
Yeah, for real, though. Yeah, you got to.
To me, it's not really about where they at. It's just like the progress report, bro. Like, where, if they catching on to shit, if it's getting better, then I'm with it. If it's something, because it could be somebody that's very close to where they gotta be. They're just stuck in their ways, and it's still that one little thing that fucking with you, they're not trying to fix. Over with, that could be, you know. But if it's somebody that might have more things that's bothering me, but they're working on fixing it, they're working.
So if she got like a few small things that she got to work on, but she's just stuck, like, well, not a few small, like one small thing she got to work on, but she's not getting it fixed. You wouldn't take her, but you take the person that got a few small things, but they're actually working to get them fixed.
It's potential at the end of the day. I see the bigger picture. I'm not looking at where you at, but I'm trying to see what it can be. I'm trying to build an empire type shit. It's not just me. It's like, I look at relationship as like, you got two people, bro. That should be twice the advantage to go and tackle the rest of the world. If it's something to where it's like fucking us up in the crib and I'm sitting there having more energy towards you than I'm out there fighting the world with, it's over with. You know, you got to have some sort of addition to what I got going on. It don't have to be more, less, whatever. It's just, you got to try to find a way to push what
she,
I got.
So she got to add to what you got going on.
100%. And vice versa, I'm always be there too, but I can't be the person that got what I got going and I'm telling you what you're supposed to do. Like, bring me your ideas. Like, I brought somebody mine and I'll try to see what I can do with it. But there's some women that I've had that it's like, you doing all this shit and you just want me sitting at the crib. Nah, bro, you sitting at the crib because you got nothing but time to put some shit together and come up with your ideas. You want to do the lashes? I'll tell you where to get them, how to flip them, whatever. I wanted music. I went to a pawn shop, got me a mic and an interface and started busting it up. So it wasn't like I went and asked nobody to put the whole
you
shit
wasn't
together.
Sitting, you weren't waiting nobody to help push your dreams
100%.
Out there.
100%. So it's just like, that's what it is for me, a potential
don't
thing.
Don't be clicking your tongue.
I didn't say nothing. I didn't even say absolutely nothing. I'm just listening.
I would like to hear the feedback.
It's coming to you. We come. So as a woman, how long does a nigga have to get his shit together around you? Or are you even entertaining a nigga that don't have his shit together?
See, I kind of agree with the fellas on this one too. It does kind of depend on the scenario. It also is going to depend on the age, because I'm in my 30s now. I don't have the time to build a nigga. I'm sorry, and that's nothing against y'all. Right. But I am 30, about to be 30.
You see how men will invest in you? You see how men... is it just me?
No, it has nothing to do with the men.
Yeah,
men will see potential in a woman. If all you got is potential, you ain't shit.
No, I ain't saying you cannot fall in love with potential though. And I think
why the fuck you can't?
Because what if that?
Not JoJo, you fucking up.
What if that potential don't? Whatever you're seeing, what if that don't never blossom into anything? And now you just sat here and watched this woman, or vice versa, this man, and all y'all have is potential. You're disappointed because he ain't even come through with what he was supposed to, his end of the bargain, or what he was.
But what if it do? You talking about what if it don't? What if it do?
Right, I mean, but
Okay, because I can recall. Go ahead.
Let me go back a little bit. But just, I was going to the fact that at the age that I'm at, I really, me personally, and I can probably test for a lot of women that do kind of got their shit together. Mm-hmm. We don't have the time at this age to be building a man up. I can see it in your early 20s. Y'all got more years to do that. But right now, not even saying I ain't the whole 100% package either. But if we come in meeting at a halfway standpoint, we're like, all right, you got this. All right, you got that, and I got this. All right, now we can kind of clash it and put it together. But if you just come in with zero, I don't got nothing for you.
That's crazy. You couldn't love a nigga who ain't got shit. That's what you're saying.
Zero?
Yeah, he got zero. He got nothing, but he loves
See,
you.
That's the
zero.
Thing. Man. Women,
we wouldn't even have
a woman
that
could
far.
Only
we
have an Instagram
right,
account.
We wouldn't even have got that far. It ain't about loving. We wouldn't even got that far. If you coming to me with zero, just because you like me ain't going to really.
Fellas, we can find a woman at zero.
Somebody that got it all put together, what role you think they trying to give you? They already got it figured out. They already made this shit happen. So you come in there. What role you got in this situation?
Yeah, well.
Once again, you gotta come. I ain't say fully put together because, like I said, I'm not fully put
so
together.
He's saying
a little potential then.
Now, what Kevin Samuels said, if we say we find a high quality man, what would you bring to his table? He got everything. Mm.
That's real.
See, now that's a good question.
It's a great question.
It's a
great
question.
What's up?
High quality man. And I ain't got it all together.
Yeah. Because I don't think women... fellas,
I might not even be messing with this high quality man if I know I ain't got it together. But if he's willing...
No, fuck that. Yes, because you know why? Because women are fucking delusional. Women are delusional.
So you go back to the petition.
Listen, fellas. Look, the 100% of women are all aiming for the top 10 or 5% of men. That is facts. Don't anybody aim for the bottom 50. All of y'all want the same men.
Not the top 10. Who want? Well, I don't want the. He ain't got to be in the top 10. I ain't said that. He could be in the top 50.
11.
He got to have something. That's really all I can really answer. Because he got to have something. If I'm here.
That's the difference between men and women, though.
I'm a hustler.
But you know, women like
I got 4-5 jobs. I get my own money. I got my own car. I got my own place. I pay my bills.
Yeah.
So if you ain't coming, where's your apartment? Where's your car? Where's your this? Where's your that? I'm not building that nigga up to give him no car, no money, no none of that.
But that's the difference because men will see a woman who ain't got that shit going on and it's like, okay, I could put on some of my moves. Why women can't do the same shit for dudes?
Oh, God.
Because that's the job of a man. First of all,
the man is
provider. So looking out. Oh, is this your backup? This your backup?
No, I'm just saying. This your backup? It's not. She kind of came in with a question.
What's your question, Kaz?
No, that wasn't.
Oh, okay.
I mean, the
that
men
was...
aren't the providers necessarily, but I'm just saying. Like, I don't.
At
know
what point are you expecting a man to start providing for you? Because we're just talking. If I just meet you, why are you worried about how can I?
I'm not worried about that. Like, as long as you just came to me and we got the same thing, you got a job, you got this going for you, doing this, doing that, we already good.
It's mutual.
It's mutual. We already good.
Yourself, how are you?
And then when we get there, maybe you want to be like, I bet I want to take care of you. When the time go bad, I bet I want to take care of you. And I'm like, okay, cool. Let me sit back and relax my.
But so question, like having a car and an apartment, that's kind of easy though. Like,
I mean, it's
generic.
But I'm saying, like, do you think, like, is that enough when you say have something like? It could be somebody with just, like, a regular job, an apartment, and a car. Or it got to be, like, put together, like, all the way there.
Put together
there.
Also
it don't
means
be zero,
your personality. You know what you want. Are you ready to have kids? Are you ready to be married? Like, we're not going to be bullshit.
But that's the potential shit I'm talking about. Like, somebody that just, they got the shit put together, but you still wanted to go somewhere. Is that something you still fall into? Like, you find yourself going into?
I can probably kind of fall into it. If we agree on, like, are we going to, like, do you want to be married? It's like, okay, me and you want to be married. All right, cool. Not me and you. You know what I mean? Like, if I want to be married, is this something you want to do? Do you want to have kids? That's some stuff you lay out on the front table, too. Because if I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, all right, I know in the next 2-3 years, I'm going to give you a time limit. I know I want to be married. I want to have kids. Da, da, da. If you're not ready for that, I'm going to have to drop you back to the curb, back to the streets.
So I got a question for you. What is the minimum a guy has to make to catch your attention or to hold your attention? Because that's not something you asked early on, but what's the minimum?
I don't have no number cap, but now I feel like I'm a BB Simone. Like, I don't want a man that wants
a man. No, just be honest. It's, you ain't got a lot
about my numbers. I mean, if I make, let me do my addition in my head. Let me think.
well, you know, I don't want to tell too much about you.
Right, that's why I don't want to tell too much. I'm saying,
That means he carried a zero.
Carried a zero, right.
You got some zero.
Shoot, I mean, who? Low enough, I don't put no number on it. Because, I mean, everybody always don't work. I feel like a lot of people in our age group, too, don't work one job now. So, I mean, say if you like.
We not. That's why I didn't say salary. I said income.
I mean, he got to make, let's say, double man. Don't match me. At least double man.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Whatever I'm making, double mine.
So, if you're making $80,000, he got to make $160,000?
Absolutely.
Yeah. What the fuck? Who's making?
I don't agree with that. I can't.
What?
I mean, you do the numbers. I ain't even got to be there. It could be like, I made 30. You can make.
I
just respect
you know, 40, 50, man. Or 60. I respect it, but goddamn, who's making
160?
We got to know. I'm just saying.
But she said she's single, though, so she's still working on it, though.
Oh, yeah.
That's why she's single. Shit.
Nah, but guess
don't
what,
put
though?
That on
you want niggas that make more than the mayor.
No. You threw the numbers out, not me.
What'd you say?
You threw the numbers out.
It's like, shoot, I mean. As a man, are you gonna wanna deal with it? Are you really gonna wanna meet a female that make more than you?
I wouldn't have a problem with it.
I wouldn't have a problem with it, but
I wouldn't go looking for it.
But it's like double, like, I mean, it's just me though. Like, if I meet a female, like, okay, and I see, okay, Shawty got this going on, she got a little bread, but I'm probably still making 2 times more than her, you know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
It's just, like bro said, it's the potential thing.
He
like,
can make less than me. It can't be, like, significantly less than
gonna
I'm
love
fucking
him
hearing.
The same?
Are you going to respect
yes.
him? Can you respect him as a Can you respect him as a provider if he's making less than you?
You can't respect him.
Not double less than me, maybe.
Oh,
not.
My God.
No, but it can't be significantly less because then I feel like I'm carrying the relationship.
So if he a good dude, he there for you mentally, physically, spiritually. But this nigga, his job, he may love his job, but he makes less than you.
Rates. It depends. It honestly can't be significantly less. Like, seriously.
I'm just saying, but he has all those qualities I just mentioned.
I can work with it.
So but
it just cannot be significantly less.
If you got somebody make like a little less money than you, whatever, or the same money as you, but they need X amount for this plan that you believe in, would you invest in them?
Absolutely.
So even if they
I'm
have
all
less,
about you, support.
And the question
on
I was
any,
gonna
on
say,
any level.
If that nigga trying to get his shit together love you more than that rich nigga, it still ain't good enough. That's the quick, cause nigga, that's what
ooh,
niggas is.
Hold on,
like.
That one.
No, because I had to figure out what was that. Wait, say this.
No, he said if the guy that really loves you, that makes probably half of your what you make, probably a little bit less than half of what you make.
Okay.
If he really loves you, but you got another guy that makes triple what you make, both of these guys want you, but the guy that makes less than you really, really loves you. Which one are you taking?
Of course I'm taking the guy that loves me. I'm not, if it's not like super, I don't know, now I feel like I'm making about money, but I'm not, but.
It is.
No, it's.
Because it's an easy answer for niggas.
If he's, no, but I'm,
for,
no,
for men,
if,
it's an easy answer.
If he does love me, I'm a rat. If everything has been great up to this point before this rich
I'm saying they approach you at the same time.
That's the choices to choose.
I have to fight for the, man, no, I'm just kidding. I'm just gonna battle it out. No, I'm just kidding. No, I mean.
They approach
am I dating these two men at the same time?
No, they approach you. They approach you at the same time.
Yeah. One of them a good man, but he broke. One of them a bad nigga, but
he
rich.
He broke.
He ain't broke. When I say broke, he broke to the standards that we were talking about.
Yeah, like
he not broke, but he broke to those standards though.
A bad rich nigga.
Now you see what we talking about, fellas. For men, it's easy. For men, it's easy. Fellas, who we taking?
I'm taking
the one I love, man. Come on, man. I gotta take
it. Yeah. Now I feel like I seem shallow. But you said dating. That ain't what.
No, we wanted you to tell the truth. This is your truth.
Absolutely, it's definitely gonna be my truth. But I mean, if we're just dating, if I'm dating both of them, I gotta figure out who gonna love me. It doesn't matter about the money at this point. Who is gonna be the show and prove nigga that's gonna show me what no other nigga ain't never shown me before? No matter how much.
That's like saying that's like saying you got two niggas. One got a goddamn slingshot. Another got a goddamn bazooka. Well, shit. Whoever survives. The nigga with the money, of course, he can take you to Dubai.
But that's not
the other nigga can take you to Cascade.
Emotional, like you said, emotional support. Are you here for me? Are we?
It's an easy question, Ebony. It is easy.
But when he was saying if I was dating, you were saying if I'm dating.
No, that's why I correct. That's why I corrected and said they approach you at the same time. But you answered that question.
I mean, I'm going with the nigga that lived. That's what I said.
That's not what you said. You said, well,
if
Well, if
that shit make a sound. Whatever come out from the well, if it's like,
damn. The question was not difficult. You failed. Not JoJo. Jesus.
She answered without answering.
She definitely answered without answering. Let me get to the next topic. Not JoJo. I got a question. Fellas, I think y'all can help me with this shit, right? So why is it that when women break up with dudes, society treats them like they was the victim in the situation? Like, oh, you deserve better. How we know this bitch deserve better? She could have been a fucking toxic wench.
Yeah, I mean,
it just been the way shit goes, so they just keep it rocking and shit. It just been the way they just keep it going. Niggas ain't shit, females is. That's the way of life, so they
do you support that? You say you be saying niggas ain't shit?
Not all. I don't feel all niggas ain't shit. I say it. Don't get me wrong. I do say it. But I do not believe
you
that.
Toxic.
Damn, I guess I felt in a, I felt like I fell in the category of the toxic light skin. I do say it, but like I said, I don't believe that all niggas
you,
ain't
Keisha
shit.
You, Keisha Day, and JoJo, y'all just like the toxic twins. Toxic trio.
I don't believe it, though. I might just because some niggas ain't shit, but I don't believe that all of them are not. That's kind of where I stand on that.
Is you ain't shit? Have you ever cheated on somebody before?
I have not. Why you looking at me like that? Yeah. And now everybody like,
The cap, terms of cheating probably ain't the same terms of cheating as the nigga you cheated.
The cap detective determined that was a lie.
I've never. I've gotten cheated on, of course.
You see how they, what did I just say? They gonna make themselves look like the victim. Isn't that what I just said?
Isn't that what I just said?
So you were the victim?
No.
She cheated, but they weren't together that cheat.
Day. Yeah.
I do not believe in cheating. You better just go ahead and break up.
What's your
up
definition
with
of cheating?
What is your definition of cheat?
It can be physical and emotional. If you behind anything you feel like you have to do behind my back and you can't say it to my face about is cheating.
That's fine.
Okay.
That's
but bad. Sometimes it may be some shit where if you see it going on, it's gonna raise some questions. Like say if I wanna get you a bunch of flowers for Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. I just say Mother's Day because Mother's Day coming up.
Okay.
So, but the person that's selling the flowers is a woman. You got them. Look at my phone. I'm trying to make this shit extravagant.
Yeah.
I'm trying to make this shit. You like, who is this bitch? He texting.
I'm not doing all that.
Whole time, it's something for you.
Right. I'm not doing all that. The whole checking the phone, trying to, no, that's not what I do.
So your nigga is stepping out. You don't
want to
know.
No, I do want to know, but it's.
What you say?
God want me to see light. It, it's going to come. So, like, that's how he always proved it
to me.
You
still have the phone, though.
Right, I don't agree in the phone. It's just, I mean, I'm already nosy as it is, but I don't need to be going through your phone.
You're
going to
find what you're looking for every time.
Every time.
If you lurk, you shall find.
Mm-hmm.
Is you a lurker?
I am. By default, though. And it's not ever that I'm looking for something, per se. I just like to be in everybody's business, I guess. I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
That's that blogger shit.
It's a female thing.
That's that blogger shit.
That's what I may feel like it is. It's never that I'm really going to look for anything. I'm nosy. Let me just go see what everybody's doing. And it's not, and I'm never really lurking on one person. I can go look on everybody.
You be lurking on me?
Yes. I'm going to look at everybody. I be knowing what y'all be doing. Yeah,
man. I ain't doing shit. I think about the term apply pressure.
I mean, get on that. Get that on
means
that head.
Yeah, 100%.
I think
all the smoke.
I feel like you can only say apply pressure when that shit is required. Like, if it's unrequited, then I'm not applying pressure. If you don't like me, say that. Don't have me out here looking crazy because you want me to goddamn boost your ego.
Yeah, not for real.
Now, you feel what I'm saying? Like, they were like, oh, well, you need to apply pressure. Oh, you just want a nigga to blow your phone up and so you can screenshot it and show Twitter.
Hell yeah. Be one where it takes me back and shit. Yeah,
like, not even that. They'll be holding this shit and putting the exclamation point by it.
Oh, yeah,
that
like your message.
Oh, thumbs up. That is not a fucking response.
That's the worst shit. They like your message, though, so I like, all right.
Oh, I feel like you hold me then. That's what you be doing.
It's different light skin, man.
Am I lying? Ebony?
Woo, I'm sorry. You know what? No, go ahead. Continue.
I'm just saying, like, if we talking and you got them.
It's a response, okay?
No, it's definitely not a response.
It's a response at that moment in time. Hit me up later. That's probably exactly what that means. Like, I seen it. Bam, bam.
It just wasn't enough for you to say no. It wasn't interesting enough for you to say no.
Not even a way to answer. It probably did not warrant a response. Maybe it's just some girl.
Everything warrants a response.
That's why I text you. That's why.
Most of the time, that's not their definition of apply pressure though. They really don't.
What?
They
like,
really don't care for the. I mean, the hitting their phone. That's cool, but
don't blow their phone up.
Like most females, really, when they say apply pressure, they want you to. I ain't necessarily saying
be intentional.
You got to blow a bag on them, but they want to do the. They
want to
do something different.
Though.
Like if you gonna stand out, like the applying pressure is standing out. You know what I'm saying? Like every nigga doing the same thing. He hitting the phone. He blowing the shit up. He trying to see.
Which I think a lot of men don't understand. It's never about the monetary.
Out of all them, it's gonna be that one nigga. Like, what you doing? Like, getting dressed. You know what I'm saying? We finna slide down here and bust a couple moves.
So I guess that's
don't what you don't know what you doing me to them,
like
Chad.
It don't be
to blow the bag. Like, you ain't gotta just go crazy, but it's just something for her. Like, she like, damn, out of all the niggas I'm talking to.
It's the intention for me.
Home came like, shit, get drunk and you finna slide me tonight. You know what I'm saying? Well, we go. You with me. You know what I'm saying? I got you. I ain't finna waste all my good date ideas on you.
And I don't even know if you like me yet. Like,
exactly. Because most of them, they don't even
know. You ain't got to hit her back. If you don't like the vibe after that night, you don't got to text her back. She ain't going to text you back anyway. So you don't got to hit her back after that night. Like, if she want a vibe,
honestly, but look. All the extensive date planning shit, that's for motherfuckers who I'm really locked in with. Like, if I spend all my good dates on her and I know she don't like me.
Oh, she do. But I ain't finna.
But I'm doing that. But that means I'm doing it. That mean her and the chick I actually like getting the same shit.
I mean, you gotta go for it. It's gonna be like that, though, be homie. It's gonna be like that. Too long. Yeah, she toxic.
They don't know that. They can be the same.
Yeah, because it's like, how the hell you gonna get to that date? You gonna get to that date point. I can't even get a text
back.
At that point,
you gotta stand out. Like, damn, how she gonna hit me back? You know what I'm saying?
Well, how do men stand out to you? India. I mean, Ebony. I don't know why the fuck I said India.
Like, why you say, hey, that was actually supposed to be my birth name anyway.
Ooh, I'm psyched.
I agree with what he said. It gotta be a whole standing out thing. I'm honestly, at this age,
I ain't had
no nigga that just be like, all right, get ready, I'm gonna take you X, Y, and Z.
Whoa. So you say you're in your 30s and you ain't never had.
I swear on my life.
Nigga, that's you at this point.
I feel like it might be at this point.
It's you. You need to figure out what the fuck like you doing wrong. Why are niggas not taking you out? This is accountability. We about to figure out what the fuck going on.
See, now you about to flip.
Niggas ain't playing no more. That's really what it is.
No. We're not gonna give her that out.
Niggas ain't playing.
We not gonna give her that out. Because men are taking women out.
I go out on dates. I just said the whole aspect of like, okay, he planned a date. It's already, this is the first date. You tell me, my guy, you asked me out, tell me where we going. If I give you an option
and you turn this shit down, then what?
I'm never gonna turn down an option.
Well, not turn it down, but just, I say, if I say juicy crab, well, I don't like crabs.
I mean, if I was allergic, I'd probably say some shit like that. But I mean, I like seafood personally. Me, this is talking about me. I'm gonna go wherever you're going to take me, because already in my head, I'm like, I ain't make the initiatives already planned out.
Oh, so if a nigga say, hey, we're gonna go to the library, or we're going to Starbucks.
I like Starbucks, so yes.
Okay. Library ain't cut it.
I don't know about the library. We can't right now talk. The library is gonna be a no. We can't have a conversation in the library, but the Starbucks, I could do that. It's an initiative. It's never about what you're spending, when, where we're going, more so. I mean, where we're going, more so the aspect is more so, all right, are you going to, with the intent, plan this date out, tell me where we're going, take me here, and we're going to sit and have this conversation. I don't give a Starbucks, if it's a picnic on the street, if it's
okay, yeah, that's
whatever.
Niggas ain't taking it that far. We ain't doing it that.
So a nigga take you on a picnic, you be cool.
Absolutely cool. Your initiative would think a little further. At least it's me as a woman, and if I was a man, I'm be like, all right, what's her favorite? If I'm learning her, all right, what's her favorite food? What's her, you know, have that on the layout for the picnic, and that's what we're doing. And I'm already thinking like, dang,
Ebony, I'm be honest with you. Some women ain't worth the pressure that they think they is worth being applied.
That's right, and I don't disagree.
Because if I'm just trying to be,
All this
apply pressure shit, you talking about dead.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That shit over with.
You already got that one mission.
You know how on Grand Theft Auto they had the main missions and the side missions. You really a side mission. You freaks and geeks.
I do not disagree with that.
You freaks and geeks. You're not the main mission.
I don't disagree with that.
But women don't know that. Like, and it ain't no nice way to tell them that, like, you're not worth the pressure you think you're worth.
But I'm with, fellas, but, I'm with, but I do feel like if you tell a woman you're just trying to smash, she might take it a little bit on the lighter side. She might be like, alright.
I think it's per caliber though.
I do that though. Yeah. That's what I do.
There's somebody there that feel like it's worth it. You know what I'm saying? There's a dude at that same caliber.
It is. For the worst, the lowest caliber woman in your phone right now, it's somebody that's in love with her.
For sure.
Oh yeah, for sure.
One man trash, another man trash.
Dude's just as lame as
he just as square as she is.
But
he up one
though, like.
And he's watching her goddamn get her feelings broke by a nigga that's just trying to goddamn blow her back out.
Come on, back to the beginning where you got the good guy that don't got shit going.
Oh my god.
Go back to it, man. Go back to it.
That's that rich nigga. He just wanted to fuck you. He just wanted bad.
You finding girls in his phone every night. You seeing this. You seeing, then you got the dude that will make you give you the queen treatment, all that shit. But you.
He spent his last check on that shit.
That's the thing. Like, women don't. Niggas will spend their last check on a woman, and she don't even appreciate it.
Just to fuck with her.
Like, damn, I'm trying to apply pressure.
You
should appreciate if somebody is getting, like, you don't stop going out with niggas just because you hungry. I'm not saying you doing it. You probably do, because you toxic. But stop going out with niggas, because, shit, it was a meal to you, but it was all he had.
I'll tell you, you made the time of that man's life.
I mean, he did not need to be going out on a date. I'm sorry.
Does effort matter at all? Or is it all just the end result?
It definitely is about the effort, but baby, if that was your last, you might have not.
If a nigga spending his last on you.
But how would I have known that? And number two, he do not mean to be out on no date. Spending his last.
Now, what does that say about his commitment to you? He was like, fuck it. He was like, fuck it. I got a chance to either pay my light bill or take you out.
Damn,
priorities.
Right, priorities?
Damn.
You are the priority. So, y'all don't want to be the priority? What are we saying here?
Look, that's backwards.
Y'all don't want to be the priority?
Females
say
you make them your main priority.
Because now I feel like I got to pay your light bill.
That means you are his priority.
That
means
now I
got
to pay the light bill at this point.
No, he was like, fuck it. I'm going to find a way to pay that shit. I'm about to go on this motherfucking date tonight. We're figuring the other shit out tomorrow.
We could have did a house thing. You could have got drinks. We could have cooked. Like, no. Y'all
not going for no house shit. Because that's cap.
If we bring you to the house, you automatically think we're just trying to fuck. If we invite you to the crib, you think we're trying to fuck.
Now, once again, that goes to the fact, have we been dating or are we talking about this is a first date?
Man, it don't matter. Because according to you, you're not giving a broke nigga a chance anyway. So if a broke nigga hit you with, man, shit, I'm just trying to make you some salmon. You got
down. You know what I'm saying? Kick it at the crew. Watch
Netflix. Netflix and chill. HBO Max and relax.
You ain't with that.
You ain't with it.
They not with
that. Amazon Prime and recline.
That's
a tough
date.
Not on the first
day,
bro.
Not on the first day.
So if a nigga want to spend his last on you.
Can't do that either. That mean you need to plan another day.
That's still contradicting. You said not on the first, because the first two dates, that nigga take you Benihana. The crib, you ain't gonna be fucking with that. Every day you gonna wanna turn up. You ain't gonna fuck.
No, because who wants to be spending their money outside all the day on time? No, if we've had several days and we've been outside.
Beep, boop, beep, boop, boop. Does not correlate.
If we've been outside already, our first, second, third date or whatever, now it's like, okay.
Cap alert.
Let's do this.
If he got his little system figured out and he normally don't spend it on that, but he gonna take some money put together to give you that one night and he gonna take you out, does that mean something? Knowing how much it's costing him. He got his system figured out. He paid the rent. He do all that. But today, he want to spend his little $200, take you out, make sure you're good, and then next week, he get back to what he got going on. Is that appreciated
that
more?
I whole thing. I kind of zoned out a little
bit. The Hennessy started pouring. She lost her mind.
You mind if I grab one?
Huh?
You mind if I grab a drink?
Hell yeah.
This shit go around the table, bro. Everybody do that thing.
I got to loosen up.
Yeah, partake.
But I'm saying, like, if you got somebody that got their little system figured out to a minor level, but they want to take that one night to spend their $200 they saved up to take you out.
Has he told me this?
No. Why would he need to tell you how much money he got left in the bank to take you out?
No, he ain't gonna take
I'm just saying, like,
hey, no man is gonna tell you that.
The whole pride thing.
No man is gonna tell you that. I'm completely honest. There's been times when I was taking the chick out and I looked at my shit before we even got there to know I'm gonna let her order first and do the math in my head.
And I'm gonna check the bank account again.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, we've gone through this. Not go through this now.
But before a nigga was just
at some point, boys, you know what I'm saying? At some point,
men have done because if we appreciate a woman that much, it's like fuck it, you know, I'm gonna do what it takes, like shit, because I know if I don't do it, somebody
else. I respect it. Absolutely.
No, you don't.
I do.
You don't. That's the problem. You don't, not JoJo.
But you went, okay, well, how would you look at him if he just came to you like, look, babe, I got $100 left.
$100 my name.
I want to take you out, though.
That's all you got. You fucked up.
But my life did do.
Let's do something
down
else.
Bad.
Or even matter of fact.
But he already saved that 100 for this night.
Yeah,
though.
He saved it for this night for you.
Like
let me throw y'all a loop here. Baby, say that light bill. I got this dinner. Okay. Boom, there you go.
You ain't no woman saying she gonna take the.
I'm the woman that's saying it.
But you don't want the you're a fucking liar. You're a liar. You're lying.
You don't want
the absolutely not.
I mean, I salute you for being that woman, but.
I don't salute her because she's lying.
It ain't too many like that.
No, but she just said that she wasn't gonna be the one paying for the man, and that was her biggest thing. She don't want to be having a baby, a broke dude, do all that shit.
No, but I'm saying, if you said if he said, see, we going off the scenario you're giving me. I want him to pay his life bill. We got priorities. If we've dated already, I kind of know what you're working with beforehand and all that.
But even broke people treat themselves sometimes, man. He done put aside his $20 a week to save up for his cheesecake date.
I definitely know. But we got priorities. They didn't pay this light bill. Come on. I cover this bill. We're going to go out to eat whatever you want. Or we can stay in.
So just come put together with Ebony, man. Just make sure you
write it. Yeah, you got to
shit. I think that goes to my next question, man. Why the fuck is it that every time niggas want to link with a chick, it shit got to be transactional? Why can't it be you fuck me, I fuck with you? Why I gotta be, if I link with you, like, shit, you know, I got this bill that need paid. What the fuck? Maybe, is that an Atlanta thing?
That might be an Atlanta thing.
I'm telling you, that's what they be on in the air.
Yeah, you feel me?
I don't think I heard that. Oh, I guess they also Chicago up in here. Okay, y'all know.
They be on the airway, yours with a different form.
It's in a different form, yeah.
Is you gonna smoke me up? You feel me? You got some hitties.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, why is it, why are these relationships, why does it have to be transactional now?
I can't even, on a women's standpoint, I can't even answer that. I'm not a transactional person, and it could just be because, not saying these women don't get their own money, I'm not saying that, but I don't know, I was just always, maybe because I got a single mom, I've always been raised to be very independent. Mm-hmm. I don't need you to do anything.
So is it a time me. Thing? Like, is it a don't waste my time thing? Mm-hmm. Like, is it one of those?
What you here for?
Okay.
Man, if a nigga tell you what he here for, your feelings gonna be hurt. Oh, so God. What is it?
Yeah, that's why we lie.
What is it? What do you want to know? What do you want to know? Because
I feel like the transactional thing, too, could come with time. I don't know about the first meeting thing, because I'm like, I've never asked you for the money after we first
Man.
Why would I do that? That's
man. There are women in Atlanta that will tell you about a bill that needs being paid.
At the first date.
No, not like even tomorrow. At the first date. The second day, she gets your number.
The third text message you ever
that's
sent.
That's so unfortunate.
Like, for real. Like, this shit is real. So.
That's so unfortunate.
Am I lying?
Hey, oh God, the third
like
test
message
you
don't
sit, but they asking about it.
At that point, I'm like,
oh, what you doing? Oh, I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to pay this bill.
Yeah, like, you threw that in there. At that point, I'm trying to see, like, she's trying to see if I'm green.
Swipe, delete.
That's her system. Delete. There's people making it like that. I can't knock that shit either, bro. If you got a list of 20 dudes that just be taking turns paying for your shit,
I'll be doing the same shit. You know what? I will say that some men do be goofy.
I know some girls like that, too.
At that point, you green or you broke. Like, you trying to see which one. You know what I'm saying?
Some men do be goofy.
There's some women that's the type of time they on, though. Like, I'll entertain you if you got something for me. And I respect that, too. Like, not everybody looking for the
man,
love.
Man, if it's going to be like that, just say it like that. Just say, hey, the pussy costs... $300.
They saying it like that. The moment they ask you for some money, they're like, no, that's what.
You said what?
I hope not $300.
Is that too much?
Ooh,
or too little?
That's too little. These
that's
women
too little.
Are so
nice. That's too little. 300. $300. That's too little.
Hypothetically.
If sex is involved. What's the? I think it's saw a meme somewhere. I ain't no $40 bitch. Let me tell you something. Don't.
We said $300 though.
I'm coming to that. I'm just saying in general.
Yeah, it's not a bag. That's a bag to be doing what you're doing. If you're in that predicament, that's a bag.
If
for
I'm
you.
In that predicament,
and putting myself out there, not necessarily quote unquote selling my vagina.
We're talking
minimum.
Okay.
$1,000.
What I say about women being delusional? Women are
you
fucking.
Want to assist?
Delusional.
You want to come over here? You want to do this?
Are we bartering now? Is the trade negotiations up? We gonna negotiate this contract? Cause nigga, $1,000.
That's too much.
$1,000. Is this subscription based pussy? Do I get this shit for like a year?
Is
it on demand, coochie?
It's high quality over here. So I'm just saying.
You ain't got no kids. I don't know.
Oh, shit.
I'm just speaking for myself at this point. I mean,
I'm
know if Cash can agree with me. I'm just saying.
No, the cat. No. You're not gonna drag Cash into this.
I'm just saying. Though, I feel like some women too. You giving away something that we're supposed to hold sacred, not a soul tie. I don't know if I believe in any of that, but I'm just saying in general. If you're gonna be doing all this for a man, if you're gonna be giving yourself away and you want to do all this man better be giving up, help you pay your rent, my rent, $1,000. Come on now, come on, $100. My hair, nails, and my feet.
Hold on. We talking about $300 for one person. You need to work multiple times a week. If you buy that life for real.
Depending on who that, you might work multiple times that night.
You feel me?
So it could be a bag. That could be a night full of bag.
Y'all talking about $300. We talking about you want one nigga to take care of the whole shit for the month? No!
I'm just saying.
Oh, are you saying don't treat me like a $300 bitch, treat me like a $1,000 bitch? That's what you're saying?
What's the difference between $300 bitch and $1,000?
$1,000 bitch better come with her own bottle, her own weed.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm paying $1,000, you ain't smoking my weed, but you better got to come with everything you need.
That's what I said.
And that pussy better come pre-eaten.
So with me coming independent,
that pussy better come warmed up.
It better feel like a
Krispy Kreme donut in that motherfucker. Hot sign.
Look, Justin the boy said Cash App for $1,500 for brunch. That's what type of time we
need. You wanted them split the bill, split the pussy type motherfuckers, huh?
She took the whole gang out to eat.
Look. I was trying to take your Roscoe's with it, right?
You know what I'm saying?
Do you support that statement?
What?
Split the bill, split the pussy.
I've never heard of this thing. Split the bills. Wait a minute.
Split the bills. Like if a chick has to split bills with her guy, whoever.
Okay.
Then he does not have sole ownership of the coochie. Yo, we got more. Go ahead, turn up. He does not have sole ownership of the coochie.
So if you pay the full bill, you got sole ownership in this.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. You wasn't paying the whole bill.
You still don't.
Because you can pay the whole bill, she's still going to cheat.
But is
that like a right, though?
I'm confused a little bit. I never heard of this before.
Split the bill, split the cookie. Okay. You're not on Twitter enough.
I know.
Yeah, I thought I was. That's what I am.
Between some Twitter shit.
I don't know. Have to come back. I'll answer it later because I don't know.
Fellas, y'all think paying her bills will keep her single? I mean, keep her faithful?
Hell, I done paid a lot of bills for a lot of unfaithfuls.
Damn, man, I'm sorry you had to go through that.
Right.
Yeah, it'd be like that.
You like that? Yeah, experience.
Thank you.
You said what?
You gotta go through that. Hey, you gotta learn to know.
You gotta learn to know. Yeah. I done did it too, bro. So I don't feel bad. Mm-hmm. But it's just
like learn to know.
That's when the point it gets to you, so you start looking. So like, all right, well, shit. If the bitch ain't come with something, then I ain't fucking with him because I ain't even do that shit again. Potential and action. That's what go hand in hand. It gotta be potential and action. They don't want just potential. Like,
who has potential though? The dude?
The dude. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And action.
And action. Like we don't. Damn,
niggas
gotta
come.
Get credit for just
niggas gotta come.
A lot, bro. We gotta be there.
We gotta be there.
We gotta do a lot.
Bro, niggas don't get the. We'll get the luxury of approaching a relationship average as fuck like women do.
So how do you hold up your value, bro? Like. What's enough to say, like, nah, fuck that?
I feel like right now, I built a brand off my name and my face. So I feel like if you ain't got shit that can match, nah, you gotta come to me with more than pussy. Like,
right,
the women I'm talking to have jobs and real careers and shit. Yeah. They're actually doing shit. Yeah. So if at one point in time I was chasing the bitch that didn't have shit going on, that was just looking good on Instagram, and now I'm at the point like, you not finna. I wish I could unsend all those DMs, and delete the whole conversation. Because at some point niggas regret giving bitches access to them.
Yeah.
Every man will say that. Like, I regret even sending you that DM.
That's right.
You get to a point where you're above certain shit, and I feel like I'm at that point in my life where I'm above certain shit.
When you become valuable, you know, it's like 100%. I can't do the same shit I was doing when I was unvaluable.
Yeah, like even if it was as recent as, don't judge me by some shit I even sent last week. Like if I sent you a DM last week, that shit was probably a mistake.
It was
like,
a mistake.
I'm past that point. I'm not that nigga that I was last week.
Nah, man. God, though, dead ass.
For real.
Period.
Yeah, man.
Females feel that way too, though, so you know.
I feel like I said that in a way, but I'm gonna just hold that.
You said what?
I feel like I
understand
what you said, but
say it. Go ahead.
No, sorry. I feel like I said what you said.
Oh yeah. It's crazy because in Houston, bro, like you be having the same shit we was talking about, but flip. Like you got dudes that know how to play it, that be having girls just like trying to pull up, trying to do all that. Like you don't even be having to do all the asking and what it take. Like, bro, this is like I'm at a point where a certain bitch don't come with what I'm looking for that time. I'm never calling back, and I'm gonna make it felt like I'm holding my value back up too. I'm not disrespecting everybody. Just if I pull up with somebody and they already know what type of time I'm on, and this dragging and this question is that, bro. I promise you, on my son, I'm at the point where I'm gonna get up and I'm gonna go.
No cap. Because like, I feel like at this point, shit, it's like. You could be kicking with a chick and just know in your head, like, oh, this bitch ain't never gonna see me again. Like,
you know that shit.
Before you even leave.
You know that shit,
so it'd be the same shit that we was talking about with, like, the same position girls hold with how they look at dudes. You play it the right way, bro. You be the dude doing the same shit with the women, bro. The women be sitting there trying to pull up every day, be in the DMs every day. You have to move the right way. I'm not gonna ever pay to do nothing at this point, type shit, unless it's something that my man's birthday, he wants some strippers, we gonna do it. But I'm not on that time, bro. I'll spend money on somebody, that's what I want to do. If that's how I feel like, but it's never going to be like, I feel like that's what it take to lock this one in. Let me go ahead and pull something out. Fuck that, bro. Yeah. Like, it got to be something. And again, we work so hard, too, to get to certain points, but you see the shit changing. Sometimes the work itself would just do a lot of this shit for you. That shit would just fall in line just by the positions that you're in. People be wanting to get a part of it, get a piece of the shit. So
I can't lie, bro. People.
Yeah.
I trick off, bro. I spend it bad. Yeah,
do you trick off or are you shit, just bro. Irresponsible?
That's a better word, bro. Irresponsible. I'm irresponsible, bro. I ain't never had a bag, so I got a bag and went cool, bro. Like, I go crazy, man.
Gotta watch out.
But that's what you really own.
You gonna watch your spending, talking about you gotta watch it. That was what you talking about.
Like, bro, I've been waiting a long time for this shit. Fuck it. This
year,
I'm
gonna. Yeah, we gonna buy shit.
I'll be on some different time with it. I believe like now. I ain't trying to spend, as I said, 300. She said a band. I'll be like, I'll tell you, got to beg me to. I'll be like, no.
I thought it was going to be like a cool little link up. She said $1,000 for an hour.
I see, now you crazy.
$500 for 30.
Oh, that was Lori Harvey or what?
Man.
Yeah, for real, you better be pinky.
That's what I'm saying. Like, is this subscription based coochie? Do I get this shit on demand? Can I like call you anytime throughout the next year? Man, do I have to renew this shit?
It's a night worth
$1,000.
Hours. Crazy. I didn't even say all that. I'm sorry.
You selling yourself short, baby.
No, I wasn't. I'm stressed. Maybe I should be $1,000 an hour.
Crazy. I was told to get out. She would have left right there.
I'm like, man, I respect your price, baby.
He was talking about the mayor. That's like Jeff Bezos type shit. Like, yeah. God damn.
I'm gonna start telling niggas that to run them off.
you gonna have that one nigga like, bet.
Bet,
what's your cash at?
Now you gotta come through.
I'm ready right now. Then you gotta make up another lie.
$1,000 an hour. Price went
up. $1,000 an hour. What happened to the $40 motherfucker?
No, women ain't going for that.
Nails is not that.
Nails ain't even $40.
My nails are not even $40.
Combined with anything else, not $40. Hair, nails, wax alone, that's about $300, right?
I don't got no problem with it, though. It just be like...
You know what my problem is with it, though? Like, women always be like... Like, niggas know who they want to hit. You know who you want to hit.
Yeah.
We know who you want to hit. Sure. So, women be like, well, if y'all want to buy it, it's women that's selling it. Those not the ones we want to hit. Like, if you look at the ones that's selling it, you know why niggas not going for that shit.
Like, you end up buying it from there, they wasn't even selling it.
You just put it in the air. Like, she a first time seller.
Yeah,
that. So I always say the wrong bitches are selling pussy.
Yeah.
The wrong bitches are selling pussy.
Wait, like you said, the bitch you want to hit. She damn near like $1,000 an hour. That ain't, she gonna cost you more than that.
Nah, then you got the women that be talking about who they after and what their standards are, and you be catching them with the dudes you know just be doing all the gram flexing.
Man,
all the,
bro,
there's so many dudes I know that just make it look good on the gram. You have a girl that her standards be so quote unquote high. You catch them at the club with do this and that. You know, dude live at the one bedroom with this and that. He just got the fake chains. He got the little connection at the club. Yeah.
That's her type, huh?
They be there though. Lame, on, square dude, bro.
L7.
Yeah.
Damn. Oh, you don't give scamming niggas no play?
I've been there.
Been there, what that mean?
Man, I've been there. I mean, I don't know if a scammer. Let me not set myself.
They got some what? What did you say?
They got fitty.
I mean, if they come to me, right? I guess I've been there.
They gotta pay that shit back.
Yeah.
Damn, nigga. Oh shit. So you like the scamming niggas?
I don't like the scamming niggas, but if that scamming nigga wanna spend some money on me, then we can talk about it.
Yeah, he gonna do that though.
Yeah, that's what he do.
Them niggas,
yeah,
that's what he do. You know what I'm saying?
He'll
blow that bag. See, tomorrow he wake up to a whole nother one. So
you can't really compete with them niggas. It don't faze them.
It's hard to compete with them. Like, them
spending money on women don't faze them though.
Nah, hell nah. Because like I said, the pressure was way shit. They up 30 again. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, bro, they ain't even using their own money, bro.
Man, come on, man. Folks going crazy.
All right, my last question. We're talking about the niggas that's, you know, breaking the bag open on women. At what point do you feel comfortable for you?
Okay.
At what point do you feel comfortable thinking the guy you're talking to or that's pursuing you should help you financially? Fellas, what do y'all think about that? Like, at what point do y'all think?
I spent a little time talking about that at the beginning, but I'm all for the support. You come at me with an idea, something that I know that you passionate about, you put some effort.
I'm not talking about no creative shit. I'm talking about, hey, I need a bill.
Oh,
I'm short.
Who is that to me?
I'm saying it's somebody that you that
you.
You
said how long?
Pursuing.
How long before you knew that? Should I be asking like, I ain't on a little short bill? Okay,
Cause we said earlier some women will do that shit
she
like third texting.
Listen, I ain't third texting. I ain't third dating.
She ain't living in my shit. I ain't paying her shit.
I don't
bro.
Even care how long it's been. I look at it more like in that time we known each other, what we done been through. I would. I don't care. I have niggas I done known for 10 years, so
yeah.
I don't even care about you.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
It's about what. Now,
but y'all don't got no. But y'all don't have that relationship like that. I feel exactly. Where you coming from. Because I feel like you know, I went to school down here and shit. So it's like niggas I've known since like maybe 2008, 2009. I dap up and see him every time I see him outside and shit. I don't know I don't know their name. No shit like that.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, what's up? Oh, you good? How you family? I don't know who that nigga is at all. I've been thinking that shit for
10 years.
Yeah.
Hey, so let me ask you this. You got your own apartment, you got your own little shit.
Yeah.
You got a girlfriend just now. You just find a girlfriend. A month, 2 months, whatever your timeline is, you fall in love with her. You ever get to the point where she not living with you, but you paying her own shit?
Man.
As a girlfriend?
That sounds like a no. Cause I feel like I want women to have their own shit going on. That's
like if you move in with me, I'll pay my bills. You don't got to worry about coming in and paying my shit. But
exactly
for me, and not saying that I'm against it, but my situation, I don't feel like I love somebody enough to get me to pay for their stuff. Like until they willing to either make that move. So I don't know. I just can't see myself.
But how long? What time limit are you putting on? What if we not at the stage where I want to move in with you, but I need some type of, you know?
So you need help.
Yeah.
What were you doing before?
I didn't need help. I'm just saying. I mean, go back to your initial question that's asked. Like, what if I'm like, well, hey, I need the light bill paid. I'm kind of short this week.
What were you doing before I got with you?
Obviously, paying my own bills, but that's not what I mean.
Oh, so you automatically get to me?
What time frame? No,
yeah,
that's what
that's the question.
If I've been with you and I'm already living, and we living separate,
you or she gone?
What if we ain't even at that stage to even move in yet? You can't help me with a bill or two?
Nah, that's what I do now. I believe in being a man or some different shit, bro. I like to be a man. I like to pay for my shorty and pay for him. But I'm only doing that if she got money. If she broke,
yeah.
I'm not paying. But if she got, if I know she can pay for it if she wants to, I got you. You don't got to pay for nothing. I got you. But if I know she can pay
niggas
for
like
it.
Doing shit that can be reciprocated.
Yeah, wait, that's a female you can call. You might fall.
Yeah,
shot,
hell,
like,
I'm telling you, do it like that.
Hey, I got you, babe. Come on. You know
I can't
saying?
Even put no time on your
bro,
initial
I'm
question. But if I mean, if
shit,
we.
I'll spend a bunch of money taking her out to vacation or something before I even spend something that I like on her.
Because that's something that's something that y'all both going to enjoy.
Right.
Because I feel like if it's a vacation, you're already. Calculated in your head, all right, this shit gonna cost, this gonna cost me $1,500, so shit, I just tack on a little bit more to add her to it.
Bro, I just be paranoid, bro. I be feeling like when you come at me on that type of stuff, I'm just already getting played out. I be feeling
like nigga already quick. Feel like a sucker.
Come yeah, on, type shit. I feel like you got two,
and
three.
Maybe shit come on.
But everybody's situation is different, though. Like, everybody
nah,
got
real.
And why would you feel like a sucker if y'all already been together? What does the...
No, I'm saying if it's something new. That's what I'm saying. If it's something new. Like, if you bring that shit up, like I said, the first three texts, oh, it's already dead.
Right.
Like, right, cause I already know you can be bought. Like, whatever I'm trying to do right now is irrelevant because you're down bad and
right,
you gonna
right,
do whatever.
Right.
It ta- you're in survival
right.
mode right now.
Right.
Those are the worst type of women to talk to.
That's
women that's in survival mode because they will do anything for
check.
Anybody.
Yeah, man.
You love her, facts. But she getting slutted out by 20 niggas for goddamn $300.
Okay,
I'm telling you.
Oh, sheesh. Okay.
Some
that's
of them
a
for
rush.
$1,000 an hour, bro. That's a rare few.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
You what?
I said I like it.
$1,000 an hour.
The hell?
A couple of them. That's it. You got Johnny Blaze and Lori Harvey.
Oh, we name. Okay, repeat customers. How y'all feeling though, homies? Y'all good?
Yeah, we vibing.
Okay, cool. Let's get in the big homies kitchen. Talk about this new music niggas got coming on. Let's talk with E Blue.
My guy. So I just dropped 3 a.m. bro. My last record that I had dropped with Eric Bellinger in 24 Hours a few years back, I kind of took a break after that. I had to wait on some things to, I'm with some people that I really trust, bro, and they told me that the best move was for me to wait just a little bit, wait on some other things to come together. Yeah. So I'm just coming off like a year and a half hiatus, bro. I just dropped my first single and I got a whole project on the way. So definitely check out 3 a.m. I just dropped the joint, I got the video out. I'm about to drop the second single and then I'm out with the whole project. Okay. So it's about to be crazy. Huh?
Like, and what was the joint, Bellinger?
Me time. So I dropped it a solo record, and then Eric Bellinger in 24 Hours had hopped on the remix.
Okay.
For the joint. As soon as that shit got going, I did another one with Cap G recently as like a single.
Shout out to Cap G, Tri-Cities alumni.
My brother, bro. My guy, he came out to Houston to do the video, so it's love. But I'm just now starting to focus on my project, which I've been waiting on. Like, as far as like...
What's the name of the project?
I ain't even released it yet, because I'm still coming together with it. But basically, okay, the whole thing is like... I'm doing like a 1 a.m. through 5 a.m. shit where it's not a direct story, but every song is kind of like the energy I get on that hour. So I'm big on like nighttime. 1 a.m. to me is power hour. I got three people hitting me like, yo, I got a section at the club. Boom, boom. 2 a.m. is going to be one more move I'm going to hit before I take it back to the crib. 3 a.m. the ride back. 4 a.m. I'm drunk as hell swiping up on stories I shouldn't be swiping up on, drink talking, and I end it. So it's kind of like the whole AM story is a little night ride, bro. It's gonna be crazy.
That's crazy. That's crazy. We like music with a theme. That shit's crazy.
I told
you,
bro. When I do the music stuff, bro. I don't do the viral shit. You're not gonna catch me standing on the table doing none of that shit. I'm gonna make music and let that shit speak for itself. You fuck with it, cool. If not, I got more work to do. I'm going back in the kitchen. I'm gonna come back better than that.
So. Okay. What's the vibe like with you coming out of Texas, you know, with your own sound or whatever?
Bro, I was just speaking on this.
Houston, Texas, be specific.
Bro, Texas people are blunt, bro. Like, we haven't figured out the system as to how to make it work. Like, here is love. There's a system. You know, people want to support each other. That they fuck with it. There's, like, a certain system as to how to make it come together. Houston, we ain't figured it out yet. We still stuck on the swinging and banging and all that kind of shit. We still got our OGs putting out albums, which is respectable, but... they want everybody that's coming up to kind of keep that, right? You got so much talent that sound like the new guys you hear now, but none of the OGs feel like it's cool to co-sign the weird shit, you know? And that's kind of where we at. So we stuck a little bit, but it's at the same time, there's very honest people, very blunt people that's going to tell you, like, my closest people going to look at me and say, yo, that shit ain't it.
I feel like because music's taking such a leap between, like, the late 90s, the 2000s, and the now, it's kind of like, the 2000s was the tweener, but like the late 90s, from between the late 90s and now, it's like that's two different sounds.
100%
of music altogether. Like, 100%. You wouldn't have had a nigga like ASAP Rocky making Texas themed music back in like the early 90s. Not New York, nigga.
Even Travis had to go around and come back to it because, again, like, it's a piggyback city, bro. Like, nobody want to be the first one saying, yo, that weird dude that paint his nails and do this is hot. And everybody looking at him like, bro, you know?
So yeah, because things like the 2000s, like, everybody was not, they didn't sound the same, but everybody was, like, really clicked up back then. Like, everybody kind of looked the same. The aesthetic, you had the Houston, Texas aesthetic.
We just stuck, like, that. Man, there's so much talent I see every day. But everybody that I feel like got major Billboard potential, they're having to go out. Like, I went out to L.A. and got my situation out there. Now just coming back, trying to plug it into Houston. You know?
Well, so I mean, I think the four horse people, horsemen, women of Houston right now, you know, Travis Scott, Lizzo.
Megan Thee Stallion.
Well, yeah, I definitely forgot about her. I was thinking Post Malone as well.
From Dallas.
Oh, he's from Dallas. Okay, yeah. Well, shit, yeah. Throw Megan Thee Stallion in there. And, of course, Beyonce. You know, all these people are different. They got different sounds, you know. And all of those sounds are different to what people that grew up in the 90s and the 2000s,
exactly,
what they would think the Houston sound would be.
Exactly.
Like, you think of the biggest artists out of the city.
And a lot of them, you have to kind of, like, Lizzo.
I didn't know Lizzo was from Houston until...
A lot of the ones that are from Houston, you got to kind of come back and put it together. It's not something that's just like you could just tell. Because we haven't figured out the system. You got Houston people coming over to Atlanta trying to take off here. You got Houston people going to LA, finding the circle over there, taking off. You got a lot of them, bro, from Young Deji to the Sosa Man and all these guys going up there with Taylor Gang. Like, a lot of people in Houston, they just kind of...
So does that mean, like, the regional sound is dead? Like, is that done with the music?
I think that it took a shift, and we haven't been able to identify, like, yo, this is what we want to be Houston now. Like, it's like, if it don't got the chopped and screwed, if it don't have a little bit of this and that, if you're not
they're not trying to hear it, or they just feel like you sound like somebody else. But I feel like a lot of other cities take a lot from us too, so it's just like, I don't know, man. I try to make the best music I can, put it out there, see what happens, because you spend so much time trying to break this shit down as to why people like this. Why, bro, I just go out there. If it don't work here, I move around. I'm out here. I've had so much love here, bro. I just spent really an hour ago out 11:45 yesterday. Like, people out here in Atlanta showing me damn near more love than in Houston. So that shit is crazy. That's why we here. We doing this. This is my second city. I'm on tour right now, so I'll be, for the next 2 months, bro, I go back to Texas, Chicago, New York, D.C., Arizona, and L.A., and it's all like a promo tour. Trying to get back, like, be personal. I got interviews, podcasts, hosting, shows, just a weekend in every city, just going crazy. Because I think what's important about being an artist is awareness, bro, like understanding what you lacking. People focus so much on their pluses or what they got to shine, this and that. I had the lyrical lemonade shit come through. I had the articles. I had the stream shit doing well. But you can't just be a digital artist that's posting all these accomplishments to some blank dude that nobody really know or attached to. And that's where I was falling into. Like, I'm posting 100,000 some streams, lyrical lemonade article.
People. Well,
like,
I be seeing people do that shit. I'm like, damn, I don't know who the fuck you is.
So yeah, like, just making sure the whole purpose of the promo tour is to show face and bring people, like, get content, bring people in on what I'm doing day to day. Feel like people ain't heard me joking, laughing, talking, like, it's important, bro.
Yeah, I feel like content like that is definitely good for new and established artists. Like, that's where 100%. Niggas they get it, they miss out, because if you're an artist and nobody's really familiar with you, and all you're doing is missing and putting out music, okay, they fuck with the music, but they want to get to know you, relate to you. That's why, 100%. Like, any artist I have on for consultations, you have to. Whatever you like to do, some of your fans like to do that shit as well. 100%. So if you are a gamer, easy, get on Twitch.
Bro.
If you're into crypto, put that shit in music.
Exactly.
Make posts about that. Exactly. Make something that your fans can relate to. So I definitely agree with
100%. So yeah, we trying to bring them in, bro. Just let them see a little more of what we got going on, and then have that tie back to the music. So many times you hear it, you see, watch an interview or something, you go back, listen to the music. You're like, oh, okay, I get it now, right? With different artists or whatever, you just watch somebody speaking and how they move. You go back and it makes sense. So, just plugging it back together. And yeah, like, Atlanta, bro. Thank you guys for having me. And it's just been love out here for real. Like, though, since I got here, every day we've been, y'all know, like, Derez Deshaun, my bro, pulled up on me too. Just kicked back with him yesterday. So there's so much love, man. Everybody out here just been, for sure, making me feel like I'm at home, and it's a Southern thing regardless, so I already get that feeling just being here.
Bet. Johnny, what's up, man?
What's good, buddy?
So for the people that's not familiar with, you know, give them a insight on your style or whatever. How can they, you know, learn more about you as an artist? What you got going on?
Google me, YouTube me, man. I really, I guess I'm like, I feel like I'm one of the, like you said, I'm one of the clout, the mumble, I'm one of them niggas, you feel me? I just be lit. I'm a rock star, real life rock star.
Where you from?
Greensboro, North Carolina.
Okay.
Greensboro, North Carolina, yeah.
I'm familiar with that. I think I was in Greensboro in 2016, 2017.
Yeah, Greensboro, yeah, we small, but we lit. A lot go down there, yeah, we lit. Like.
Oh, that's A&T.
Yep, A&T.
Yeah, my dog, yeah.
They cut us from Drumline, they got it from that city right
there. My dog is, I got some A&T alum I work with. Yeah,
so I'm out there with it, man. We just working, really. You feel me? My label shit, we stationed in Cali. I'm stationed in Atlanta, too, but that's where I'm from, Greensboro, really. I'm that nigga, bro.
How long you been in Atlanta?
I've been coming out for about 3 months. I don't stay down here, though. But been for about 4 days. I'm back and forth from here in North Carolina, though.
Okay. So you still stay in Greensboro or you in Charlotte?
I stay in Greensboro, but I rock out right here. I hit the most, though.
Oh, you be fucking Greensboro. Greensboro is a quiet little college town.
City, I know.
I've been there before. I was there.
That's my city.
Yeah.
Yeah, you see, I know you said A&T. I know. That's like the biggest college down there. We got like
because it's like a big ass water tower near the campus, I said.
Yeah. A&T, Greensboro, nigga, I fuss where I'm from. We'll be out here though. But like I was telling bro, I'm that nigga bro was talking about, the nigga who's standing on the couches.
Yeah.
Who? That's me, bro. I just be lit.
So describe your stage shows in one word.
Stage shows, you're gonna get wet. You're gonna get wet. I'm throwing water on you. You feel me? If it's enough people, I might jump in that bitch. I might jump in that bitch. Yeah. I just like to rock out, bro. I like to have fun, bro. Like, everything be genuine, everything to be. I just like to show love. You feel me? They love me. They love that I rock out, so I rock out because they love it.
Yes.
You feel me? So I just like to rock out, bro. You feel me? You see me, you probably going to see my guitar. I ain't got it with me right now. She in the car asleep, though.
Oh, you play it for real?
No, I don't know how to play it. I'm learning, though.
But okay.
She off a show right now, though.
Yeah.
She off a show right now, but I love it, though.
Yeah, you learning. You learning.
Yeah.
Okay, so when can they expect the next project?
I'm working on a project right now, just like Russ. I don't know the name, though. I don't have a name for it, but I got...
You're in the creative process for it.
I got about 18 tracks for it. You feel me? I got some songs for it. I got songs for
it. Oh, so the shit damn near...
Yeah. That shit gonna be a tape. I'm dropping about 24 songs on there. I'm going crazy, but I don't got a name for it. But it's in the work, though.
Yeah. Okay, cool. That's hard.
Crazy.
Fuck you, Ebony. You on, right?
I got a mix now. A mixtape drop.
100 man, what's up?
Yeah, man, you know, ain't it, man? I'm just cooling in the rap game right now, man. I'm in my own lane right now. I'm really proud of myself, you know, because I come from, like, a city in Macon, Georgia. Like, shit. Like, bro, just, like, piggyback off, bro. Like, when I come to Atlanta, it's how I love. Like, in my city, bro, rapping, that shit like a sport. You know, that shit, like, it's a sport to, like, it's like, shit. You got these niggas on the other side of the town, they rapping. But he might link with a nigga on the other side, and his partners don't like that shit. So it's like, nah, you can't do no more song with bro. Like, nah, you stepping on, you know what I'm saying? You stepping on our toes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of hard. It's like an adverse. Like, it's based off popularity.
Yeah.
So like, when I first was rapping, I was rapping with some niggas. So it's like, shit.
You was in the group?
Yeah, I was in the group. You know, so it's like, shit. It came to the point where like, niggas be like, bro, why you don't rap by yourself? Like, bro, you hard, bro. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, shit. If they gonna fuck with me though, you know what I'm saying? Cause they fuck with me rapping with these niggas.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? I came to the city, I ended up linking with the nigga Money Moo. I had linking with like one of his side managers, like not his main manager, but like another nigga that managed him. And he kinda brought me, he was like, bro, you need to goddamn do some solo shit.
Yeah.
So I ended up doing my solo shit, got better, just getting developing my craft, then I ended up dropping the Humble Shark. It's out now.
Yeah.
And it's just basically meaning just, you know, I kind of end up finding in myself, like, bro, you can goddamn really be a beast, you know what I'm saying, by yourself. So it brought up the Humble Shark thing. I end up dropping the tape. I dropped like two singles. I had the Hopscotch and I had Ye out before I dropped it. So right now, I'm really just pushing the album, man. I just shot a video to like the last song on it. So, you know, it's going crazy. I've been going up in the city, you know, I'm getting love, I'm getting hate, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just fighting both of them right now.
Doing something right.
Yeah, I ain't talking about you.
Come on, you doing that? You know what I'm saying?
Talking about you.
Yeah, you're not gonna have nobody. I don't think you can be successful.
Yeah, that name hard though.
Yeah, I'm nobody. But it's all good though. You know the rap game. I love it, bro. It challenges you. It challenges you to see what type of person you're gonna be like.
Yeah.
Is you gonna fold or you just gonna like,
ball up like a bitch or stand up like a man?
Stand like a man. Yeah. Like the rap game is tough, bro. It's tough, but I love that shit. Like,
definitely. Shit, man, I appreciate all the homies come fucking with us today, man.
Appreciate you for having me out here, bro.
Definitely, man. Well, that's episode 60 of the Big Homies House, man. We got all the homies in the building. Appreciate Big Homie Ebony kicking in. This episode being the special guest co-host.
You're welcome. I had a lot of fun. It's a vibe in here.
It's a vibe.
It's definitely, yeah, it's definitely a vibe in here.
What?
Shut up.
Thank you for having me. I am very humble.
About to go more viral than everybody did today.
Hey, man. Yeah, we're going to put your ass on World Star.
Right, right.
They're going to be mad at you, though.
Put it on on-site. Put it on on-site.
Be judging me. It's okay. I'll be ready for the comments. It's cool. You
know? Y'all say that. But don't be ready for it.
I'm going to stand by what I said. I don't believe in that folding back, apologizing. You know, okay. I don't get how celebrities do that.
She about to lock her page.
I say the niggas is hot. The niggas is hot.
She underestimates.
I got people making fake pages. She underestimates
the strength of the internet.
Anybody that heard this podcast should have a pretty good idea as to
what the fuck is going on.
What you gotta do to get a, you know, get the response.
I'm gonna
go out and write
it. Don't people be gonna hand with me for just writing regular articles. I don't think.
Well, post some more of our articles. Shit. Post some more of our videos.
I got you. I'm sending them, you know, to the editor. I got you.
Hack they shit. Just post it yourself.
I ain't even that level. I got the dang on password to the dang on page.
Well, we need to get.
I ain't at that level yet.
Hey, man, like I said, it's episode 60 of the Big Homies House. We got the homies in the building. Yo, Big Homie Kodak, we here. Yo.